It is a great pleasure to be here sharing our work, our difficulties as well, and we can bring that knowledge to everyone. So first of all, thank you so much for the partnership we've been having together with Synchronicity Earth. This is a very rich exchange, and it's very nice to be able to tell you all this knowledge. It's nice to meet other people, other organizations, to see how they are working. So this is an inspiration for us. So I'll talk about the context in which I live, and then I will talk about the challenges we've been facing in resisting and fighting here in Brazil, in many regions, many biomes. We are facing many difficulties now. It is very hard with this, the current government, but also the pandemic has presented many issues. Here, our reality in our land, we were living in a 26 acres area. It's about 26 football fields, and we were confined in this area for a long time, so we were not able to develop our culture, our traditions as we wanted to. So our way of life, our Anderekomi, and with a lot of fight, we were able to ensure our tenure. And now with this land tenure, we could secure our territory. And with that, in 2016, it's quite recent, this area, this boundary demarcation. And with this larger area, we have been able to strengthen our culture, our practices, and a lot was being lost. So we lost seeds, we lost food as well, sacred foods and seeds when we were confined in a very small area. And now with this expanded area, we have 16,000 acres, it's quite large, hectares, so it's a very large area, and we are strengthening our seeds, our cultures, our knowledge. We are protecting the environment in our territory, and we can see the happiness in the eyes of our community, of everyone who's part of our community. So we are reliving our culture, everything that we were losing because we were confined to a small area. And now we have recovered so much, especially corn, because it's our food staple, our main food staple for the Guarani people. We had two types only, and now we have over 10 types of corn, very varied, very different. Over 20 types of sweet potato, which we were able to recover as well during that time between 16 and now. So within 5-6 years, we were able to recover all these food staples. So that became possible only when we were able to get our land tenure, the right to our territory. So for indigenous peoples, it's very challenging. We can sustain ourselves, we can have our subsistence, keep together as a community, but we need to have our land guaranteed. So for us, it's very important to have this land, to have tenure of our land, to be able to continue to keep our culture, to survive as peoples, not only in terms of culture, but also spiritually, because we have this connection between the earth and our communities, that knowledge. And these difficulties we've experienced, so now in Brazil it's been quite challenging. So we've been working with Quereshu in coordinating the Commission Guarani Europa, which works in the south and southeast, and our main challenge is to fight for our land tenure. So it's a great challenge. We deal for such a long time with this serious fight to guarantee the minimum level of land we need to ensure the survival of our community. We have over 300 communities, and in this coalition through the commission, we want to achieve that aim as the example of our community, for instance, that we were able to get tenure and to secure the title for our land. So we fight, we keep our hope to make sure that all these communities can have their plots of land for the different types of Guarani people who live in this area, so we can keep our tradition, our culture, our religion. So this is what we're experiencing here in Brazil, and it is a difficult situation. We need the land, we need biodiversity, we really need that area for us to survive. And in many areas in Brazil, there are the indigenous communities who are really keeping diversity and protecting the environment and maintaining the continuity of rivers, of plants, of trees, to keep everything in the land, because indigenous peoples are the keepers of the land. And it is very difficult for us in Brazil currently to be able to hold to that right. And we have capitalism against us, consumerism against us. But before all these challenges, we are resisting, we are fighting, we are firm, we're standing our ground. You keep fighting to ensure that we carry on with this fight, to survive together with nature, and to look after everything, not just the people, but the planet as well, and the entire planet, biodiversity, which is very important for our survival as one in this land, in this planet. So I think this is all from myself as a contribution. And now I hand over to Quereshu. I hand the floor to her so she can complement and add things that I haven't mentioned. So Quereshu, you have the floor. You can talk about our fight and about us. Thank you very much.